This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
Hey, and today, I got the Sim God himself. I got Filthy Rich in the motherfucking building, man.
What's happening, man?
Talk to me, man.
What's going on, man?
We got to get it out today, man. Hard to get you for these interviews, man.
I'm easy to contact.
Yeah. Man. Well, for your real ones, anyway.
Yeah, for sure. For the real ones.
I can't say it wasn't hard for me to get you, but it seemed like you don't be just bouncing around like that, man.
Nah, you know, certain motherfuckers can call me out.
Yeah, for sure. So you go make a move for it.
For sure.
Tell me what it was like, loved one, for you. Like, let's look at it like, okay, you done started, you got FOD. Let's put FOD to the side real quick. Four FOD, no BFE, all that shit, man, that y'all all been doing.
Yeah.
What was it like for Phil to, you know, just up and coming in the Bay Area like that, man? What was your upbringing like?
I feel like I always say, like, it's the normal, because, like, I hear different stories from different neighborhoods, different cities, different states. For me, it was always hustle. I ain't know when the next meal coming in. I ain't know what the next play was, what the next move was, but I just know I always wanted to do bigger and better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never was satisfied or content with what I had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I always push, you know, like, man, this can't be it.
Yeah.
This can't be it. Like, I just know I always wanted bigger and better for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have any influence coming up, or did you feel like you just had to kind of learn the hard way? Like, all right, well, you know, I'm just learning from my mistakes. I don't really got no big homie or like somebody who's like really like hands on with you. Of course, we all got homies, but.
Yeah, I had a lot of older niggas from my neighborhood that I looked up to. Mon, Main, Jody. It was a dude named Skrilla Mike that passed away from my neighborhood. He was from down the street. He was getting his money. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like that, that was not like rapper wise or nothing like that, but like niggas on the block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filthy, you are mainstream for the West Coast, bro. We all know who you are. It ain't no secret. If they never saw your face, they know the name.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? The name has become a brand. What is it like for you to, you know, being somebody who came from that, like, man, you came from nothing, man, scraping two pennies together to where now you go to the mall or you can go to the movies, go to fucking 7-Eleven, and you got people probably stopping you, man. Like,
that shit really showed. Like, even when I got off the plane today, so when we got off the plane, somebody was in the airport screaming my name hella loud.
Yeah.
A fan of somebody that worked there. But that shit feel good. It make you feel like, you know, all them long hours in the studio, all the risks you took, you get what I'm saying, like, became a reward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never imagined none of that shit. Like, when I first started trying to rap or whatever, I just wanted to do something different. I seen the way I was going, you get what I'm saying? And I was like, man, okay, I got to do something better, like, or do something different. I don't know what made me choose rap.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, okay, cool. Let me try to fuck with it. Oh, really? I should see kind of like some of the other rappers that was from Oakland. Like they might come through the neighborhood or whatever. And I'd be like, man, like, I'm really out here. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, these niggas on the radio, these niggas doing shows, but I don't, like, niggas don't really know these niggas type shit.
Yeah. That's just got to be crazy for you, man, because, you know, coming up already in, you know, street movements and shit like that to try to cross over. I'm sure there's a lot of shit that always tries to hold you back.
Yeah, if it ain't the people, you know, it's the haters, it have been family members, it have been everything. Like, so many obstacles that, you know, that get placed in front of you that you can get stagnated at times and be like, man, fuck this shit, I'm done with it, I'm over it, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Right.
But, you know, you just gotta stay focused. Like, I tell all my young niggas, like, man, like, the hate come with it. Like, if you ain't ready for hate, you ain't ready for success.
Yeah. Who raised you, man? Like, who was, like, whose household was you coming up out of in their kitchen late nights?
My aunties, you feel me? I stayed on Seminary Court. I stayed on Seminary Foothill. I stayed on Seminary in Walnut, Seminary in Hayes, like house to house. My aunties, you feel me? My uncles, you feel me? The older niggas on the block, you get what I'm saying? So I've been in the hood my whole life, so that's all I know.
And I'm sure it was hard for, you know, aunties and uncles, because, you know, y'all all looked out for each other, so you probably being over at their house a lot, you know, they got an extra person to feed, you might.
Yeah, my mama, she'll probably make me mad. She stayed on, like, 57th and Bancroft, you get what I'm saying, right there on the block. So I leave her house and go over to my auntie house, you get what I'm saying, or leave her house and go to Foothill and go hang with, you get what I'm saying, the older niggas on the block, niggas I'm seeing getting money, doing their thing.
Yeah. That shit's got to be crazy for you, man. Like, even just starting your own empire for you know, and just coming up out of the streets, because I mean, what was the things that, like, saying you came up out of the sim, you know what I'm saying? You came up off of sim, so what type of people do you feel like you coming up, like, there's only this many things you could be coming up from up over here, man, there's not nothing else. What was your neighborhood known for, like, just for what it's known for and just the movement?
I mean, you know, I mean, shit that happened on the block, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, selling dope type shit, like, that was my older niggas, that's what they was doing, you know what I'm saying? But they was having it their way, so it really wasn't like no, it really wasn't no other rappers, there wasn't no ball players or nothing like that, so it's like, shit, you gonna be a product of your environment, this is what we seen, this is what we looked up to, this is what we was around. So it was like, you know, it really ain't too much shit that a nigga ain't done, being from East Oakland, being from the hood, you get what I'm saying? It's, shit, you done fucked with bitches, shit, robbing, selling dope, shit, weed, whatever. You done rapping. You done tried everything to see what you was the best at.
Yeah. When did you feel like this is what I was gonna do? Like, all right, I'm about to get ready to separate myself from everybody else. I might have some hands trying to hold me back, but I don't give a fuck. I'm about to create myself, this brand.
Like, I've always been a leader, even like in my peers, in my generation of niggas growing up. I've always been a leader. I've always been the nigga that stood out. As in separating myself, as in building a brand, as like when I just seen myself as being too known in the city, like it's like I couldn't go nowhere. I'm like, man, I don't feel safe. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I gotta get away. Like, nigga always tell me, like, if you went to Atlanta with your hustle, you'll be way bigger than what you is. But I'm like, shit, at the time being, I didn't know nobody in Atlanta. For me to just get on the flight and land in Atlanta, walk around, be like, I rap. That just didn't fit with me. But
what was that like, being a Bay Area rapper, touching down in some Southern culture?
Yeah, I mean, I just left Atlanta, and it's all love. Like, everywhere I go, Detroit, Houston, you feel me? Dago, wherever, LA, wherever, it's always gonna be love. I don't really get no hate like that, like, outside of the city. Like, I always get love, like, no matter where I'm at. Like, shit crazy. Like, you know, the home always gonna be home. You gonna get love, but you know, you gonna get a lot of hate too, because there's so many motherfuckers that's there that wanna be in your position. You know, if I was the biggest ball player from East Oakland, it'd probably be more love.
Well, isn't it always the effect of the why him and not me?
Yeah, of course. Because they feel like, okay, I'm a better rapper. Yeah. I'm a better trapper, I'm a better this, like, it should be on me, not him. Yeah. You know, instead of them taking pointers from a person or being inspired or motivated by him or seeing how he did it and you doing the same way and including that into your game, you rather hate. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? But that shit don't work though.
Do you feel like you get more love across the country than you do back in East Oakland?
Of course.
Why is that?
Because there's so many people that want to be in that position. You get what I'm saying? So many people that want to be like, okay, I sold more dope than him. I went to jail longer than him. Like, that shit don't mean nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
those are accolades? Man. Like, think niggas, about it.
Like, niggas mislead the youth. Like, the shit that they saying is, like, crazy. Like, oh, man, I was, like, you went to jail longer. Like, nigga, that's not nothing to brag about.
Right.
That you got caught and went to jail? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and niggas tend to mislead the youth. Like, okay, oh, he don't be outside. He don't be outside all day. My nigga. Fuck, I'm gonna be doing outside all day on the block.
You were obviously a West Coast influence, because you got a lot of influence left. One in with the music culture going, when they see your name on a flyer, they all come out. I've seen a couple times that when you do a couple shows, the police come and try to shut it down before the shit even happened. What was that? Tell the story, like, what that was and how that felt for you. Like, damn.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It kind of stemmed from just my neighborhood, the shit that done went on throughout the years, the name of my record label, you get what I'm saying? Some of the things I done been through. You know, they feel like I influenced the negativity, the drug dealers, the killers of the city and shit. So they, like, when I be throwing shows or whatever, they tend to try to shut it down, really because they be wanting to be a part of it. They be, you know, having their hand. Now, you got to understand, the police is the biggest gang. You get what I'm saying? So if I was to throw a show right now in Oakland, they probably would ask me for like 10 G's for me to let that go on to pay them for their pocket. Or at one point they wanted me to come sit down and talk to them. And I'm like, that's not going to be feasible for me as a rapper. And you know, these days a nigga get a picture of that, they gonna have fun with that. They gonna run with that across.
You a smart nigga, bro. Yeah. He said, yeah. They ain't gonna have me on the carpet.
So I'ma just accept the loss. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? For the home team, man. I'ma just take it on the chin. You get what I'm saying? So if they don't let me be able to perform because of that, then hey, fuck it.
That's gotta be crazy for you, man, because like I said, you're a known artist, man. Like you've really Ben, you've obviously invested into yourself.
Of course.
I don't know, you signed it to any, you got your own label.
Yeah, my own label.
You move your own label. Yeah. I just did another interview with another young man that I think he wants to be in your shoes one day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Of just like kind of having it out there and having the brand moving. It's got to be fucked up to really try to, because you really are trying to change your narrative.
Of course.
For your life.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And to have the police like, damned if I do, damned if I don't. Like, damn, if I do bad,
like
y'all come
win,
try to
lose,
bust
a lose,
me up.
Lose situation.
I try to do good, y'all want to bust me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no free time for you, no free air to inhale.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's just them doing their job and, you know, certain, you know, they look at certain shit certain ways. You feel me? So at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to stand up for mine and be who I'm going to be. And I have changed the narrative. Yeah. I have. You feel me? I became a businessman, a mogul, an entrepreneur. Yeah. You feel me? A CEO.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like, y'all really stopping a black man from succeeding.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Getting further in life. You get what I'm saying?
Let's think about this, right? Yeah. And I got to ask you, see, for East Oakland, right? Do you think, like, with the police being around, do you think that shit gets passed down from generation to generation? It's kind of like from the police before, like, hey, watch for their sons, because these are the ones that's up and coming now. You know what I'm saying? We used to get their daddies. We used to get their daddies. You know what I'm saying?
They
we used
might.
To get them back in the day. So, look, man, these the up and comings right here, man. We got to keep the
formula
they
might,
going.
Or they might, or, like, you know, the other niggas on the block or whatever, because, like my young niggas have been on the block before and they done had my chain on or some shit and the police jack them and be like, well, what did you do for him to give you this chain? Like, shit like that. Like these artists, though. Like these artists on
people you're putting on,
signing. Like, like these artists, like, on contract type shit. Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And y'all just already just, you feel me, fishing for shit, like trying to make an issue or trying to find something.
Because I've watched you have a lot of run-ins for nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, it wasn't like because you hear about one of your shows, right? And I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, Phil throwing a show, you know? And then all of a sudden, it'd get canceled due to nothing.
Yeah.
It's just gang unit or somebody got a hold of it.
You know, I'm gonna be real. Like, back in the day, these niggas used to be hating so bad, they'll call the club. These niggas would call the club and be like, if you throw the show, this gonna happen. Like, rappers. Like, from the city. Them niggas would call the club and tell the club this. Like, it's crazy shit.
And I'm sure your ass didn't get it no better going to Vegas, because they do the same motherfucking shit.
Yeah, see, in Vegas.
So it's a double whammy.
Yeah, see, Vegas, I'd be chill. I'd be in the house. Like, I moved to Vegas to get away from the bullshit and actually be able to live. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be in the house. I don't really be out too much. I don't really be partying and all that shit. I'd be chilling. You get what I'm saying? I'd do my dog breeding. I fuck with my kids. You feel me? Run my businesses and shit like that. I'd be from inside the crib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched you, man. Like, you got a good household name for the West.
Yeah.
You know, I've never really heard your name in no mix,
yeah.
Like in no bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, so to watch you be an independent person who, like, really, you're not only putting the money on yourself.
Yeah.
You're putting it through artists.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all legitimate money.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You've built it. Like I said, I've watched you on Instagram. You follow zero people.
Yeah.
Out of a half a million.
Yeah.
There's nobody you follow. You don't even put attachments to yourself because I feel like they've, like, the police and other, you know, people like that try to bully you.
And that's crazy. I be trying to tell my niggas that. And I'm like, bro, you don't. I'm like, bro, because you don't
follow
understand.
Zero
you don't,
people.
You don't understand what the fuck I be going through.
Yeah.
Like, they'll try to use that, okay, follow him, this is a part of that type shit, and I be trying to keep my niggas safe and not the bullshit. Like, it's been times I done had issues and my niggas want to say something or do something, I'm like, nah, like, leave that shit alone, let me handle it type shit, because I don't want a person to feel like I fucked off their life or something happened due to me type shit.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? So they might not look at it like that, but I'm doing it for a reason. Type shit.
You ever felt like there was a situation that throughout your growth, because you've grown already, bro.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before the top blows off for you. It's gone. It's already out of there. Yeah. You're already set. Is there ever been a time for you to where you felt like, this might fuck up my career, like, right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening to me right now? Because, like you said, man, you come from the streets, man. You know, so that shit has a tendency to boil over.
Yeah. Not fuck up my career. I really don't got no regrets. Like, I look at whatever happens to a nigga in life, it's like, whatever don't kill you, make you stronger.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if it's like whatever it come with, like, I'm gonna stand on my 10 and accept it. You feel me? Like a man. So I really never thought about nothing that ever happened and fuck off my career. It's like, okay, cool. Now I got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Now I got to deal with this. Like, a lot of niggas, they break under pressure. You get what I'm saying? Like, I kinda, just a little bit,
don't just let that one pass up. Like, people do bust under pressure, man.
They not really able to handle, like, being a rapper is hard. Just being in the limelight, like, you got to think about it. Everybody know you, but you don't know them. So I done seen people play like they fans or whatever and really be enemies. You get what I'm saying? So you always got to be on tip all the time, not knowing, can't never get too comfortable, because once you get too comfortable,
and fans wonder why your ass be tripping when you see him. Like, you ever notice that? He be like, I just wanted an autograph, but they don't know your mindset and what you looking at.
But sometimes too, though, they approach me off. I done met a fan, and nigga, we in Reno or something. He like, hey man, you want a picture? Do you want to take a picture with me or what? I'm like, no, my nigga, I don't know who you is. I don't want to take a picture with you, but if you want to take a picture with me, it's cool. But, you know, they approached me off because they didn't want to feel like or seem like a groupie, in front of you or whatever. They still want to have that persona of them being a hard, tough man, but still want to ask another man for a picture.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, I don't take selfies with niggas and shit like that or nothing. Like, we got to have somebody else take the picture.
Well, I got a picture with you.
Yeah.
I remember being in a strip club. Got a picture with you, man. You was chopping, having a drink. I said, man, shit, I always respected your music, man. You and y'all the two of the ones that I could say I really banged from back out the city. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all niggas, you just don't got Oakland.
Yeah.
Nigga, you have Vegas. You got a lot of people in your back corner.
For sure.
I know that for a fact. Yeah. It ain't even no bullshit. You very loved right now. And I hope that the viewers, you know, it's going to be a lot of viewers that know you and know how you be moving.
Yeah.
You know, for you, have you ever had like for real, like some real run-ins with niggas that really try to like, we're gonna get at this nigga, man. Like, fuck that, he doing too much. You ain't gotta tell no names. Just tell a situation that ran into me. Like, yeah, and act like they really want some smoke.
I ain't never really bumped into some niggas that was on some bullshit like that. That really wanted some problems. I don't know.
Just even maybe like the
older nigga from my hood, the snitch nigga. That was about it. That was at the Vegas fight. That was it. Nigga,
what did he do? You ain't got to bring it on.
I tried to blindside a nigga when I wasn't looking, but that was it. He ended up getting slid across the floor, like he was mopping. You know what I'm saying? So this shit like that. But that's some other. I really couldn't, smeared in the corner. Like, no,
smeared.
Not in the corner, like he was on punishment, but he slid across that motherfucker like he was, you get what I'm saying? But that's really it. Yeah. I don't really be having no confrontations with these niggas. A lot of these niggas, that shit be over the internet. It be over the internet, and then I don't really see none of them either. It's to be 1,000 for confrontations to happen. So I don't know. Like, the niggas that be having an issue with me, I don't ever see them, just to be real. So
what's a day in the life for Filthy? What's it like? Like, from the time that you wake up, when you get up out the bed, man, before you even touch your phone, like, what's your remedy for the day to kind of get you going and put, you know what I'm saying, put your game makeup on and get out here and have to do what you got to do?
Shit, I probably, like, keep it real. I be going to sleep, like, around, like, maybe, like, 11, 12.
Oh, you starting to act like, oh, nigga, like, for sure. Nothing get up, good come get up, after
get,
12.
Get up, like, 4, 5.
Yeah.
You feel me? Get the dog situated. Might got to go to the vet.
Yeah.
Shit. Might need to find something to wear for a video. Yeah. Like, I'm very productive every day, like, especially when it comes to the music shit. Yeah. I probably went to sleep doing some music shit. You get what I'm saying? So I just I've really been on that, just focusing on the label and my artists. That's what I've been doing every day. Like, I be telling them niggas, you got to eat, sleep, and shit this shit to be successful. So every day I'm being productive. Every day I'm doing something. It's not like a day that I just sit back and rest and don't do anything.
Yeah, so.
But everybody know that about me. Like, my niggas, they be there like, bruh, like, we just went to sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to go, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Are you one that, because I know you knock out features, people call you. You know what I'm saying? People want to do features with you. Are there features that, I don't even want to say it like that because, no, I am going to say it like that because I feel like you's a real nigga, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you do music with people that you don't want to do music with just for a bag, or do you do that shit because you like me? I'm feeling that beat, bro. Or you be like, I don't want to take your money because I don't like this shit.
I've turned down shit before I couldn't fuck with.
Yeah.
I put the beat on and I couldn't. And I'd be like, hey, bro, send me something else.
Yeah,
I just couldn't, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to give you anything because I am a brand and I represent, you feel me, myself. So I want a nigga to hear me on that shit weak. That ain't even just about the bread.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, bro, like, this ain't my vibe right here. Can you send me something else? Yeah. And usually it just go from there. But I ain't just said, no, I ain't going to do it. I'll, you know, give him the proper respect. You know, nigga spending his money. You want to hear a nigga song? Hey, bro, it might be some shit like some techno shit or some shit. I'm like, bro, like, I ain't. It's too much work, you get what I'm saying? Like, music supposed to be easy and fun, you get what I'm saying? This shit, if I'm thinking too hard or this shit ain't what I'm feeling, hey, bro, just send me something else, and they usually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What really sparked you, loved one? Like, for real, I gotta know, like, what really sparked, because you obviously took off.
Yeah.
Like, and this shit isn't, people try shit every day. Yeah. People say, I'm gonna do this, and then they'll stop for, they do it for a weekend, and they be like, man, well, fuck this shit, man. Monday come, I'm back to the old me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what really sparked you, man? Like, I gotta dig deep on this one. Yeah. Whether it was a family member, whether it was a situation, what really did it for you that said, man, fuck this shit, my nigga. I'm gonna still be a hood star, hood legend, but I gotta break away right now.
Yeah, I have my second son. And,
what's his name?
Anthony.
Anthony.
So,
shout out to Anthony, man.
Yeah, I had my second son. At the time being, I had a search clause, a stay away. I was on probation. But next time I get wrapped up, I'm going to the pen.
How long did you serve?
A year. But I'm saying next time if I would have went to probation, if I would have violated the probation, I'd have did 5 years, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and my friend had ended up getting killed on the block. So the police come. I'm walking my dog from my mama house on Seminary.
This nigga stay in the hood. I'm walking my dog by my mama house.
No, I'm leaving the house with the dog.
Yeah.
Homicide hit the curb, like two cars deep.
Bam. You already own at this point.
Huh?
You already like kind of own at this point.
No, I ain't own. I'm fresh. I'm still on the block. This is what sparked, like, I got to change. Yeah. This is what I got to go hard.
No, I'm just saying, like, street fame. Like, you was already a well-known nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
Before the music, just a well-known nigga.
No,
just a well-known nigga.
I've been popular, been a nigga, been having bitches, been dope, been having hella dope cars, all that shit. Yeah. Like all that fly.
Living like already, the rappers wanted to when they was moving. Yeah, the other ones that have made it.
I've been already doing my thing. So I'm leaving my mama house. I'm going to the block. I'm actually about to go get a, it was a store on Foothill that sell clothes. So I'm about to go get something to wear out the store. And homicide, they had followed me from my mama house. They hit the curb, and then threw me in the car. I'm walking my dog. I never seen that dog again. That motherfucker done ran off somewhere, walked off somewhere, whatever. So they take me downtown to homicide, and they like, we know you was there when this person got killed. You get what I'm saying? They had me on the footage or whatever, walking in the store. So I'm like, you know, they showed me different pictures of who this was and who that was. I'm like, man, I don't know nothing. Like, I don't know who nothing is. If you feel like
your dog.
Yeah, like if you feel like you know who did it, what you need me for? You know what I'm saying? They're like, we need you to identify. I'm like, man, I can't identify nothing. I ain't seen nothing. So one guy was in there. He was like, my partner don't like you. You know what I'm saying? But he like, you and your kid's life? No, he said, your father in your life? I'm like, nah. He's like, is you and your kid's life? I'm like, yeah. He said, but the way that you going, you ain't going to be in their life. So if I was you, I'd break the stereotype. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like.
You took the game from the police. You took his game.
It made me feel like, okay, cool. I really ain't going to be in my son's life. And that's fucked up for my kids. You know, nigga don't fuck with the police. Nigga don't give a fuck what they say.
Of course not, bro.
But I'm like, damn. What he said was, I ain't going to be in my, you know, and I felt bad.
It was logical to you.
I felt bad for my kids. Like, that's what he said. That's fucked up. So from there, I'm like, man, I got to do something different.
Right.
I got to do something different. And that's when I chose the rap shit.
First song that you feel like, nigga, popped out the gate, nigga. Oakland was fucking with you when you dropped this one, nigga. Seminary was on fire.
It was called I Represent It. I did a video from Foothill all the way to the bottom of E16. Everybody, all the whole seminary.
Oh, so E14 was everything everybody, through the mix.
Everybody was in the video. Walked the whole block from Foothill all the way to E16.
Take a drink on that one. He said, yeah, nigga, I walked the whole block.
All nigga. My niggas turned it up. E16, Brimley, Hayes, Harmon, all the way up.
Shout them all out, church, all the real ones, man, real, all the real areas.
Yeah, they was all in the video the whole block, though. But that was like my first single off my first album. So, yeah. Shit, ever since then, it just been. Well, I had to turn myself in 2009, got out 2010, and I was straight and narrow since then.
You turned yourself out? If you don't mind me asking, what'd you turn yourself in for 2009?
Pistol case. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Fucking in the club, at a show?
Protecting yourself. Think about that for a second. Yeah. You're not expecting anybody else to protect you. Hell, nigga probably don't even got the money to even spend for a security guard to have him get protected. Yeah. Like, I got to protect myself. I got to go here. This is my future.
Yeah. So what happened was, I was gone. I was about to leave. My niggas got into it. So we chilling. I'm making sure they good. And in the midst of me making sure they good, the security called the police and told them that they thought I had a weapon on me.
That was hate.
Yeah, so I'm sitting.
That was hate.
I'm
bro.
Sitting in the club.
That was pure hate.
I'm sitting in the club. They police ran the club on me. But shit, like I said, I don't got no regrets. Whatever a nigga went through made a nigga smarter.
It was the truth.
Yeah.
You stuck out. Turns you was shining too hard. That's just a nigga hating. Cause I tell you this, man. You know what? I ain't never received more hate from them from my own kind.
Yeah.
I swear to God, cause I ain't never received hate from them. They don't know how to deal with you. White folks, all them type of people, they don't know how to deal with you. They can't really put their finger on you.
Yeah.
But niggas, they always feel like they either a little bit above your equal or better.
They gonna always do that.
Nigga.
They gonna always do that.
Straight up.
Like, you keep saying it because, you know, they want their position.
Yeah, you said that before, yeah,
for
real.
They want to be in the place that you at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even with you, like, okay, I probably could do a better interview than Sharp. I probably could do this. I probably could do that because, you know, they probably want to be in your position. So it come with it.
You know, people got to understand, like, people like you and some of the others that I'm brought in, I done ran into y'all on the streets, man. We know each other from the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from doing things.
Yeah.
Now we're in a different light. Now we're moving in a different light. Man, I done met you, man, on some whole other shit. Like, niggas just move, man. You can't help that. If you're somebody that done moved in your life, this shit is what it is, man. You know? And to see you always prospering and never growing any type of hatred, like, towards, you always still try to help.
Yeah.
You bring your niggas on up, man, even if you got fucked.
For
even if you done got fucked, you still bring them.
That's what keep your blessings coming.
It do.
You can't, like, if, like, the haters got a job to do. Like, the police got a job to do. Bitches got jobs to do. The trappers got job to do. The robbers. So that's their everyday job when they wake up is to hate.
People make the world go round.
So you can't fault them for being, fault them for being a hater. That's all they know how to do.
You know, I done had a person tell me before, man, I said, and I never had nobody ever respond to me like this, Filthy.
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me, I was like, man, you's a hater. You know what he told me? He said, nigga, I love to hate. I am a hater. Never had nobody ever admit that to
and
me.
Nigga,
but
like
one
that,
nigga told me, he says, yeah, I am a hater. I do like that. He says, I wake up to hate.
Yeah, nigga like that's the type of nigga that'll tell on you and all that type of shit, bro. That's some crazy shit right there. If he meant shit like that, that's the type of nigga. He damn near do anything to get you out the way.
Right. For and sure. That's sad, man, because you know what? To me, that's a nigga that truly don't get no blessings.
Yeah.
He not blessed, bro.
He ain't gonna never be blessed. Thinking
he
like
very
that.
Sad in life.
Yeah, he miserable. Miserable. Misery love company.
Yeah.
So he gonna try to bring a nigga down to be miserable him.
You a very busy man.
Yeah.
Before I send the sim god up out of here, I gotta ask. Mm-hmm. Because I know in the Bay, there's other ones that's moving as well. You got Mozzie.
Mm-hmm.
You got Lavish D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your... Because I'm sure the people, they want to know, bro. You're one of the main headliners.
Yeah.
For real, for real. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to that. Yeah. You know, I'm sure the world wants to know, man, what is your relationship with Mozzie or Lavish D?
I don't have a relationship with Tim, but me and Lav cool. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Fuck. This thing just put me in a rock and a hard place with him. Now damn. All right, let's go. So what would be the problem with you and the artist known as Mozzie? What's the riff a little bit? Like what can't you get past?
It ain't nothing I can get it's nothing was done but rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of rapping. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
It never was an incident, nothing like that. Shit.
Come on,
he
Phil.
He made a song. I made a song. He made another song. I didn't respond because due to the last song he made, the police got involved. So I just left it alone from there.
That's where you felt like it got just a little bit too much from where you wanted to take it.
Once the police get involved, you won.
Hey, that's a real ass nigga. I don't give a fuck. Once they get in, but like, nigga, you can have that dub, nigga.
Yeah, you won that.
Damn.
You know you ain't finna play with them.
What I can say about you is, like, all right, man, hey, nothing but, you know, I shook Mozzie, I fuck with him, cool. You know what I'm saying? Cool nigga.
I just did an interview and they asked about him. I don't got no grudge or no issue.
But
I'm gonna
be honest with you. He showed up with 15 niggas. You showed up with 4. That tell me a whole lot.
Yeah.
3, actually.
Yeah.
3 walked in the door with you.
Yeah.
That's how I know you travel lightly.
Yeah.
That's a real nigga, man, to travel light, man. For real, for real. I done seen niggas
come.
I ain't
gonna lie, Gucci Man kind of showed me that, too. Like,
He's a quiet motherfucker. He moved quiet.
Yeah, Gucci had, when he got out, he had, did a verse in the video for me on the block, and he had a show. And he had he had asked me to come out.
Yeah.
And I had pulled up on him in the city, and I was trying to bring some other artists that was popping in the Bay, and he wasn't having it. He was like, "Nah, man, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
Just you.
Phil, you ain't never my nigga. I'm going to be honest, and I don't mean to interrupt your story, but yeah. I mean, to be real, bro, it does sound true because you ain't never faked around here, my nigga. Yeah. I know you, nigga, as far west as you can go.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, and you live there. You've resided there, like, and niggas know you. You could pull up. I done watched you in barbershops, nigga.
Yeah.
You don't say a word to nobody.
Mm-hmm. I
just watch you watch.
I'm really, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm very antisocial.
When
motherfucker don't know
you.
That. I'm very antisocial because I don't know the nigga's motive. I don't know your motive. Like, you understand, you meet these rappers in character. So if I meet a nigga walking the door right now, he gonna introduce himself as whoever his stage name is, whatever. You ain't gonna know his real name, if he a snitch, if he fake, if he on paperwork, if he, you feel me, all that until later on as y'all build a relationship.
Yeah.
That done happened to me a lot of times. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I tend to like just fuck with what I know. What I know that's authentic, what I know that's genuine.
Yeah.
And you feel me, I don't really need no new rapper friends and no shit like that.
So you and Lav are cool.
Yeah.
I fuck with Lavish D.
Yeah.
I was in the video with him and General Fly in that Virgo season, man. They was throwing a party and they end up, I was out there for a party and they end up filming it. So I fuck with them dudes. I just didn't know, like, you know, you and Mozzie, y'all kind of had like, not a beef, but like a rap beef. Like motherfuckers hear subs getting thrown.
That's what I would consider it.
Yeah, a rap beef.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
subs
were thrown. We had a disagreement. Songs came out. Like I said, I started responding after the people got involved and I left it at that. Like, you feel me? Like, I was winning before, I'm still winning now. Like, that shit ain't slow me down, hurt me or nothing. That shit ain't do nothing to me.
Well, nobody can blame you for that, you know, being a street nigga like yourself and just coming from what nobody, police is, it, and I don't knock the police authority, hey man, do your job, but that shit be cringy when y'all come get on real niggas' backs that really don't be having really nothing going on, y'all just want to watch it because it's shining. Because it's shining and it's shining hard, so they don't really be knowing, bro, who to capture. They don't really know who to come grab. Yeah. Like you said, man, you own a label.
Yeah.
You own your label, man, F.O.D. Yeah. I got partners that come from up under you, man. That's from cross country, North Carolina, South Carolina, just from all different type of demographics. So I do know that you are a man that do take care of your business.
For sure, I take care of my business, my family, my niggas,
with
anything, you feel me, that's pushing my movement, you get what I'm saying? So that's why I like to fuck with niggas that's going to push the movement, not the moment.
Yeah.
So
before we get up out of here, you got any features going on? You got any type of, you know what I'm saying, any new music that's dropping?
My album right now, Motivational Purpose.
Where can we find that?
Everywhere. That shit everywhere. Already doing what it's supposed to be doing. And on May 9th, I'm dropping a compilation with the whole F.O.D., called Infrastructure. It's dropping on May 9th, though.
The whole squad.
Everybody on there.
Even Dane.
Yeah.
That's my nigga, bro.
Dane Pretty.
Dane my nigga.
Tudor,
Lil Pretty.
Skinny.
Yeah. Lil Pretty and
Steve,
Dane.
Steve, Trey Loso.
Shout out Lil
Tudor,
Pretty.
Wop. Everybody Dane. On there.
Y'all my niggas from FOD. Hey, I'm going to be for real, homie. Them niggas is boss hogs to it, nigga, for the music. They hounds for it, monsters.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Like I said, like I just like just to fuck with what's real, bro, and shit I can relate to, bro. All that fake ass shit, that shit ain't genuine, man. Just keep that shit away from a nigga, man.
Right.
For real.
Damn.
That's how you last, not coming last.
You did. You a very hard man to get, man. I swear. Not even for me, but I just watch what you do for other, like how you don't fuck with other people. That's how I know you are telling the truth. Like it's very hard to get an interview from you.
Yeah.
So to have you just even come and spend some of your time with me, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Church, I thank you for real, my nigga. Yeah. And I just hope that I can bring you back, man, in the future, because I know you're going to keep dropping shit. I know shit going to do what it do. Man, hey, man, shout out your section, man. Let them know something.
Man, shout out Seminary, whole East Oakland, man. We putting on, man, May 9th. FOD, the Infrastructure dropping, man. It's filthy.
The man done said enough, man. For real. I can't even target him. Hey, man. The Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Filthy Rich. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world.